T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Oh, doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
And we get into hour number two. Coach John Cantara with you till 3 o'clock, and then we'll get you a little Gwen and Chris today. I don't know, are the boys at the ballpark today, or are they here? I think they're going to be here today. And Braden should have the pregame show tonight. Our pregame show will get underway at 6:10. 7:10 will be first pitch. Got a great matchup. Best matchup of the entire series. You've got Cole Hamels, a longtime major league left-hander out of Rancho Bernardo High School, going against a Padre young rookie right-hander, Chris Paddock. So we'll have the ball game for you tonight at 7:10. Also, I want to remind everyone, we've got Bench the Coach segment coming up about 1:50. So if you want to be a part of Bench the Coach today, we'll throw that phone number out now. You can give us a call at the bottom of the hour and fill up these phone lines. We're going to get out to a lot of phone calls. We're also going to get into Antonio Brown here shortly. But our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Well, we're joined by my buddy Bob Scanlon from Fox Sports San Diego. They're a great sideline analyst, and every once in a while dives in the 97.3 The Fan radio booth. And Bob, how are you today, buddy?
Coach, I'm doing great, my man. How are you today? Everything good?
I'm doing great. I was a little frustrated there in the eighth inning last night. My man Andres Munoz found out if you throw a straight 100-mile-an-hour fastball to major league hitters, it may not come back to you.
You know, that was interesting to watch, and he had just dominated, basically. Nobody had touched him. He hadn't given up a home run in 85 previous plate appearances, and then all of a sudden, as you said, he found out that, you know, when teams are looking for it and you're facing hitters that can catch up to that fastball, and Chris Bryant and Jason Hayward and some of those Cubs players, I mean, they're legitimate, established major league hitters that can catch up to mistakes in the zone, and it was a good learning lesson for him. And fortunately, it ended up not costing the Padres the ball club of the ball game. But this is part of the learning process that young players go through, and especially when you're starting to play better teams that are in a playoff hunt. And I think that's part of the reason why this is such an interesting September for the Padres, even though they're not in the hunt right now. 15 of the next 18 games that they play are against teams that have a chance to go to the postseason. And these teams are good teams, or otherwise they wouldn't be in that position. These teams are hungry teams because they're not locked in those positions. So you're going to see the best lineups of guys that are giving it everything they've got to win that baseball game. And that's exactly the experience you want your young players to get. So Munoz yesterday, does he get his ears pinned back a little bit? Yes. Is it a good learning experience for him? Absolutely. So it was fun to watch big league hitters catch up to 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. It can be done. But he's learning that, you know, against the better teams and against the better hitters, no matter how hard you throw, you still have to locate.
Bob, I couldn't agree with you more. And I want to get to Bolaños here in a second. But something came up last night when I was watching the game. And you and I were texting a little bit back and forth last night during the game. But, you know, and for old-time fans, they probably will understand this a little bit better than maybe a younger fan who hasn't experienced it. But, you know, they throw out baseballs so often now. I mean, it's amazing how many baseballs they go through in a ball game day in and day out. But last night, both catchers, a ball would skip, and they would automatically throw it to the dugout. They wouldn't make the umpire say, hey, I want the ball, or the umpire then would throw it out and throw in a new ball. To me, in the old days, and I know when I was catching as an amateur, you know, I wanted a little bit of a scuffed-up baseball for my pitcher to be able to maybe do a few tricks with it. But now, even when the umpires aren't asking to throw the ball out, the catchers throw the ball out.
Well, it's become automatic, Coach, and you're absolutely right. Back when we played, in fact, the catchers would do little tricks. Like I always thought when my catcher would purposely throw the ball down to second base on that last throw before you start the inning, and he'd throw it low, and the shortstop would scoop it out, and they'd throw it around the horn, and I'd get it and have a perfect little scuff on for me, and I could start the inning running the ball on the right-hander's hand. But, you know, a lot of that has been noticed now, and hitters have gotten much more picky about making sure that every ball is checked and anytime they see it. So it's not so much that the catchers have lost the importance of having a scuff on the ball or taking advantage. Another one is that would drive me crazy. You would jam a guy really bad, and with all the pine tar that these players use nowadays, sometimes the ball would go out to shortstop with pine tar on it. They'd throw it to first base, and then the first baseman would record the out, and he'd motion to the umpire, hey, this ball's got some pine tar on it, and he'd throw it out. I'd look at him and go, give me that ball. Give me the ball with the scuff. Give me the ball with a little bit of pine tar on it. We'll take any advantage we can get until that ball is taken out of play. But it's just become so automatic now where the hitters, as soon as they hear contact with the dirt, they ask the umpire. So I don't blame the catchers for not knowing. I just think it's become so routine that every ball is checked that they're just like, I'm not going to waste everybody's time. Let's just get rid of this one and get on to the next pelota.
Bob Scanlon joining me from Fox Sports San Diego. He'll be back at it again tonight out there at Petco Park. Bob, Ronald Bolaños making his second major league start. You know what it was like to be a young pitcher out there on the mound. And, you know, I like the kid's makeup on the mound. He doesn't look like he's scared. He's not nervous. Last night, he was just all over the place. Maybe a case of not trusting his stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. So we saw in his first outing a really interesting dynamic of this kid kind of knows what he's doing with varying the speeds on his fastball, varying the breaks on his breaking
ball.
He's
very
confident out there. He was not intimidated at all in his major league debut. In fact, he had runners on base to start the inning in three of those innings, and he worked out of it. So you see a kid that's confident in his stuff. The other interesting thing about that outing, Coach, and you may have noticed this, there were a few times where he was shaking his head on the mound. How often do you see a kid making his major league debut with a catcher of the quality of Austin Hedges back there, and he's shaking off signs? So this kid, he's confident in himself. He's confident in what he's doing out there, but he's still young, and there's two things that he's still trying to figure out. Number one, in terms of the manipulation of the baseball, game number one, we saw him change the shape of his slider. From early in the game, it was a little bit harder. It was a little bit more horizontal. And then later in the game, he started to realize, look, I'm getting more swings and misses out of taking a little bit off of my slider, having a little bit more downward tilt on it, almost like a curveball in some ways. And credit to him for seeing that and picking it up. But here's the thing. Over time, you need to learn when it's time to do that. You need to learn when it's time in the part of the game to stick with your best stuff. You know, now is not the time for the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Now is the time for the 98. Now is not the time for the get-me-over slider. Now is the time for the put-away one. Now is the time for me to think I know what I'm doing, but at 22 and with two games under my belt, Austin Hedges is calling for the fastball in right here. I'm going to go with what the catcher calls. So we love that this kid has confidence in himself, love the fact that he's already knows how to manipulate the ball and make it do different things. Now it's just the maturation process of, okay, how do I start manipulating the ball the way I want to? How do I do it at the appropriate time? How do I take the scouting reports and the knowledge that I'm gaining from Austin Hedges back there and combine that with my own trust in what I have on the mound? Because, again, we've talked about it before, Coach, right? It's better to be 100% committed to the wrong pitch than only 85% committed to a pitch that may be right, but you're not that convinced. He's figuring it all out, and I think we saw a little bit of that going on last night of you know, there's going to be some bumps in the road before he figures out, okay, this is what I need to do with the baseball. This is the time to do it. Yes, I'm confident in what I want to do, but now is the time for me to put my trust in what I want to do aside, because Austin Hedges knows what he's doing back there, and he sees something that I don't know. So it's fun to watch. It's electric stuff. It's a kid that has confidence. It's a kid that knows how to manipulate the ball, and it's going to be fun to watch him continue to grow.
Bob Scanlon joining me on 97.3 The Fan. Will Myers, all of a sudden starting to find that stroke, a 10-game hitting streak, another knock last night.
You know, good for Will. And I know there's going to be a bunch of fans that say, oh, yeah, we've seen this before where he gets hot and then he goes cold again, gets hot. And we don't know how this is going to play out, but we do know that Will has always hit well in the month of September. In fact, I asked him yesterday about it. He goes, I don't know. I have no idea why I've hit well in September, but I'm not going to question it. I have. But what we do know is that he's definitely had a better approach to the baseball over the last several weeks. And now it's starting to turn into the numbers that you just described. And he's done a lot of work with Johnny Washington and Damian Easley. They've made some changes. He doesn't want to talk about it, which is fine. Again, I was trying to pick his brain a little bit last night. I said, well, look, there's no question that you are driving the ball to center field better. You're hitting the ball opposite field better. And we've seen enough of Will over the last few years to know that that is when he's at his best. He's getting the fastballs on the inside part of the plate, not being jammed with them, but able to still stay inside and drive them opposite field. So he has made some changes. And I asked him about it yesterday. He said, yeah, you're right, we have, but I just want to keep it to myself, which I totally respect, you know. But good for him. And credit to him and to Jay Wash and to Damian Easley for continuing to work over the course of the year. Will's tried a bunch of different things, but clearly what he has found is working for him over the last several weeks. And hopefully this is a good sign. Finish the season strong and take this Will Myers that we know is in there into next season, because how much different might this season have been if Will Myers had just been Will Myers? I think quite a bit different. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Bobby, I got a couple of other quick questions for you. We're joined by Bob Scan. Luis Urias got his average over 200 now. He's up to 208, a 3-for-5 night. What are you seeing out of him right now?
You know, he's still figuring it out at the big league level, and it's a big jump for some guys facing big league pitching. And it's not just the location is more consistent, but it's the stuff. You're seeing guys that throw harder. You're seeing breaking balls that break more. And, you know, he's still making adjustments, I think, in his approach at the plate with his mechanics specifically to try to give himself a better chance to catch up to some of these harder fastballs and not be overexposed on these breaking balls, trying to cheat to get to that harder fastball. So we're seeing some adjustments. I think the growth in him is going to continue to have to take place during this offseason in terms of what he's working on. But it's we're seeing signs of going in the right direction. The defense has been questionable at times at shortstop. I think that's something that Andy Green has commented on. And the kid's been solid all throughout the minor leagues. But everything's faster up here, Coach. Everything just happens more quickly. And I think we're seeing the game has sped up on him a little bit, but we're also seeing him starting to adjust to it, and hopefully that growth continues.
Bob, last question I have for you. Hunter Renfroe, we've all been sitting around here going, what's going on with this guy? He's not hitting, he's not playing. And then all of a sudden we find out, amazingly, that he's been dealing with a right ankle problem. He's got an arm problem. He's hit four homers since July 6th. He's at 169 since the All-Star break with a 260 on base percentage, a 291 slug percentage. And, boy, I'll tell you, this guy kind of been getting beat up, but they finally came out yesterday and said the guy's been hurt.
It answers a lot of questions for us, doesn't it? I mean, because Hunter was doing so well, and when you see a guy struggle the way he has lately, I think two for his last 26 to sort of add on to the struggle numbers that you just listed. But it certainly explains everything, or not everything, but at least a lot of it. And we learned a lot about Hunter with Andy's announcement yesterday in terms of a kid who never once made any suggestion at all during this time that, hey, I'm hurt right now. My elbow is hurting. My ankle is hurting. At this time of the season, everybody is battling through stuff. There's nobody that's on the field right now 100% healthy. Everybody's got a ding, a nick, a soreness, something that they've been nursing all season long. They're just trying to get down to the end of the stretch. But to his credit, he never used it as an excuse. He just kept going out there and trying to say, look, I think I can compete today. So he's a tough kid. He's been going through a lot, and Andy gave us the two things, the elbow and the ankle, but you got the impression that there were some other things that in the background going on as well. The good news out of all this is none of this is long-term. None of it is serious. It's just the wear and tear of a season. They're hoping that give him 4 or 5 days off, let some of these things heal up, and he can continue to have a strong finish to the season. But at least we sort of have an answer as to why there was this precipitous drop-off. Which is good news, because you feel like, okay, all the things that he had worked on to make himself a better hitter haven't just all of a sudden disappeared. He just doesn't have the body to be able to compete with it right now. So hopefully he gets healthy and we see that early season Hunter finish off the last couple of weeks.
Bobby, great stuff, and go at it again tonight there with Fox Sports San Diego, my friend.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Take care.
There you go. Bob Scanlon from Fox Sports San Diego joining us talking Padre baseball. When we come back, we're going to get into Antonio Brown. Wow, I can't even believe this guy actually practiced today with the New England Patriots. I'm also going to get to your phone calls. We got Bench the Coach coming up, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Want to hear from you great fans here in San Diego and Southern California, but we'll get to Antonio Brown. When we return, Coach John Quintero going to 3 o'clock and Gwen and Chris today right here on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.123 the time. Coach John Quintero with you to 3 o'clock. And I want to remind everyone, coming up in the next 30 minutes, you need to make sure you're listening, because if your name is called, you're going to give us a call back and you're going to win a pair of tickets. See the Padres host the Dodgers on September 24th. Plus, a pair of tickets to see San Diego State host Utah State on September 21st. That's the conference opener, by the way. You'll also be entered into our grand prize drawing for a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, including a trip to Legacy Stadium, the ultimate sports bar with stadium-style seating. Make sure you sign up right now at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter to win. So in the next 30 minutes, and of course we got Bench the Coach coming up at 1:50. I want to get out to phone calls this afternoon. Padre fans, we've talked a lot of Padres today, even though they're 10 games under 500. A nice win last night. Hey, they put 9 markers on the board against the Chicago Cubs last night. Jose Quintana, who came in, was pitching really well. Padres knocked him around. They got a 5 spot on him in the bottom of the second last night. So I'd like to get your thoughts on some of the youngsters that are performing right now for the San Diego Padres. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Okay, let's get to this Antonio Brown story. Boy, it doesn't seem like a day goes by for weeks now that we're not talking about Antonio Brown in one way, shape, or form. And this latest one is really troubling, very troubling to me. Antonio Brown accused of a sexual assault on 3 different occasions and rape. And these 3 alleged incidents took place in 2017 and 2018. Brittany Taylor, who Antonio Brown apparently went to college with, she was a trainer, and he allegedly overstepped his bounds a little bit. He was practicing today, wearing number 1, by the way. Wearing number 1 at practice. That won't be his game number if he plays a game for the New England Patriots, but he practiced today. I would ask you fans right now, and somebody's got to have an opinion out there, even if you're a disgruntled Raiders fan with Antonio Brown, somebody's got to answer this question for me. Should he play this weekend? Should he play this weekend? For me, absolutely not. In fact, if I'm the commissioner of the National Football League and I'm making $47 million a year, I'm either having that guy's rear end sitting in front of my desk in New York, or I'm going to New England, and him and I are going to sit down and we're going to talk. Because this guy has made mistake after mistake after mistake. Yeah, he got out of his deal in Oakland. He wanted to get out of his deal in Oakland. But he was, when he was there at Pittsburgh last year. You know, I'm wondering about this guy's mental faculties. But if I'm Commissioner Goodell, I'm not sitting there waiting for my lieutenants to bring me stuff. I'm going to see this guy, or he's coming to see me, one or the other. That's the way I look at it. And if I have to put him on the commissioner's exempt list, then I'm putting him on the commissioner's exempt list. And I've got that ability if I'm the commissioner of the National Football League. I want to get your take on this a little bit today, because this is troubling. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this guy. And again, this is alleged, and, you know, we're going to hear some sound bites from his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who's the greatest spin master known to mankind and has been for many years, going back to Terrell Owens, and we could go on and on and on about Drew Rosenhaus. Okay, he's a slick agent and talks out of the side of his mouth. But I want to get to a few sound bites, and one of them And I was praising her the other day because she's really – there are a lot of really, really good sideline reporters, but I love Michelle Tafoya. And she was on this morning with Ben and Woods talking about this alleged situation with Antonio Brown.
Well, these allegations are obviously troubling. And I am big on a very important concept in this country, which is you're innocent until proven guilty. And so I'm staying in with that frame of mind. But we have also had it preached to us that you should always believe such allegations.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So at the same time, we have seen our share of false allegations against very wealthy professional athletes. So I really don't know what to make of this one yet. There are some specific details that are given. I just don't know. And we'll let the legal stuff happen. I don't know what the league's going to do. I know they've initiated, I believe they've initiated an investigation and did so right away because they like to, they don't necessarily like for the legal system to roll slowly. They want to get to the bottom of it. I just don't know. It's the AB that I've gotten to know over the years is quite different from all of this AB that we've seen. And I don't know if it just, he let it out in other ways and certainly not around the, you know, someone like me, but all of this drama has been almost too much to take.
And that was Michelle Tafoya this morning on with Ben and Woods. Well, you know, it's simple for me. The way I'm going to handle it, I'm the commissioner, and he who has the gold rules, okay? And if I'm the commissioner, I'm putting him on the commissioner's exempt list after I sit down and visit with him. You know, I got to visit with him, find out exactly what he's going to tell me. And if he's lying to me and I find out, then he's done. I mean, he's done. Not only is he going to be on the commissioner's exempt list, the NFL Players Association, they can yell and scream and kick their legs and fire their arms up in the air. I'm running the show. The guy's sitting out of professional football until further notice. If he goes on the commissioner's exempt list, he does get paid. But again, I've got to meet with him. If I'm the commissioner, I have to meet with him. How can you go to sleep at night if you're the commissioner of this big multi-zillion-dollar league? How can you go to sleep at night and knowing that one of your players in your league is being looked at as a guy that committed sexual assault and a rape, okay? How can you do that? I know he's done it before, but I'm telling you, if I'm the commissioner, I'm going to rule with an iron hand. That's why you're hiring me to pay me $47 million a year. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. We got Bill Belichick to get to today. We got Drew Rosenhaus to get to. But when we come back, I want to get to your phone calls today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let me ask you this, and I asked you a minute ago, and nobody wanted to respond. Everybody's sitting on their hands on hump day on a Wednesday. I need some help on this one. Do you think he should play this weekend in the National Football League? Do you think Antonio Brown being sued for a civil suit for a sexual assault and rape, I know he's innocent until proven guilty, but there's so much around this guy right now. What do you think you would do if you were in my position as the NFL commissioner or Roger Goodell's position, because he is the NFL commissioner, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We're going to 3 o'clock and Gwen and Chris. Coach John Contreras, thanks so much for joining me today on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, 1:36, Coach John Contreras with you on a Wednesday. Again, off tomorrow, back in on Friday. We'll get you ready for the big college and pro football weekend. Looking forward to another big weekend. Man, I had such a great weekend last week. I got to tell you, I watched so much football. And, you know, hopefully week by week by week, she's probably listening right now because she hasn't started her job yet. She starts at 2 o'clock. My wife works with youngsters up in Encinitas after school program. She works about 3 hours a day. But she might be on her way to work right now. But she's a, I mean, I could give her a hug and kiss 24 hours a day because she lets me watch so much football and so many sports. And, oh, man, it's just crazy. Last week it was great. You know, I watched that UCLA San Diego State game, and then I watched the USC game that night when they took down Stanford, and watched games before, during, and after the Aztec game leading into the SC game. But that was good stuff. I'm going to get out to the phone calls, and again, we got the biggest fan we're going to announce here shortly. Again, we're also going to have Bench the Coach segment today. Bench the Coach. Once again, it'll be a $40 gift card to the Broken Yoke Cafe, serving San Diegans fresh homemade breakfast and lunch favorites like Benedict's, omelets, burgers, salads, and more. The Broken Yoke Cafe with 15 countywide locations. So if you want to be a contestant on Bench the Coach, give us a call at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. And again, if you just don't want to be on Bench the Coach, just want to give me a call, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, we're going to get to the phones here in just a second. I'm going to get to Richard and Hillcrest, but I want to go back to Antonio Brown, because if you just tuned in, he's being sued in a civil suit by a young lady by the name of Brittany Taylor, who he apparently, from what we understand and what we're hearing, went to college with him. And she was his trainer for a period of time when he allegedly committed sexual assault. And he's being accused of rape as well, okay? So he's practiced today, which I'm a little bit shocked by. We heard Michelle Tafoya talk a little bit about him this morning on the Ben and Woods show. We played that a few minutes ago. I want to go to Bill Belichick because, you know, the last thing that Belichick wants to deal with is problems. I mean, he's a guy that eliminates problems. If you're a problem, you're gone. Goodbye. It'll be interesting to see how long the Patriots
Antonio Brown,
but here's Bill Belichick this morning talking about the Antonio Brown situation.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time, just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commission?
We're preparing for one day at a time. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously, all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today.
And, you know, I think Belichick handled it the way you got to handle it for the time being. And, again, I mentioned earlier in the program in the first hour when we first came on the air, and I mentioned the situation with Antonio Brown. I really believe the Patriots, even though they're like Pinocchio and they've lied and got caught with their hand in the cookie jar on more than one occasion, going back to Spygate, and we could go on and on and on about that. I don't think they knew, because I don't think if they knew, they would have traded Demaryius Thomas yesterday to the New York Jets. That's kind of what I think. But, you know, the question I'm throwing out today, and I want some opinions. That's why we have a midday talk show, okay? We have a midday talk show because we want to hear what the fans have to say. If you're Roger Goodell right now, how would you handle this situation? Would you put him on the commissioner's exempt list? Would you meet with him like I would? Man, if I'm Goodell, that guy's either in New York sitting across from me at my desk, or I'm in New England right now talking with him. I'm not letting this fester. I want to know what the hell's going on. Now, let's get to Drew Rosenhaus. Now, this is his longtime agent, and believe me, this guy is one of the greatest spin masters I've ever heard.
These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this. People should please keep in mind that Antonio denies these allegations. He will have a full investigation. He will go through the legal process, and we will cooperate. And there are facts out there that will come to light that will establish that he is indeed not guilty of any of these accusations. This is a civil matter, and this is a proceeding where the accuser is seeking financial gain.
And that was actually on SportsCenter. Drew Rosenhaus, always going to try to get out there, get his opinion, representing Antonio Brown. The thing that I want to bring up about Brittany Taylor apparently is going to meet with the NFL next week. She wanted to meet with him earlier, but she's getting married, apparently. She's getting married, I think, this weekend. And this is the lady that is suing Antonio Brown, so she must be cutting her honeymoon a little bit shorter if she's going to meet with the NFL next week. So, we'll have to wait and see what happens here, but you're talking about a serious charge. You're talking about serving a long time behind bars if you're found guilty, I would certainly think.
This is actually a civil case, not a criminal case. So if he loses, if he's found guilty, he would have to pay the financial charges that she's seeking, the financial damage.
Even on the rape?
There hasn't been any charges brought by the police. This is just a civil case.
Well, they're still investigating, Adam. They're still investigating, but it is a civil case, as Adam brought up. And apparently the number we heard money-wise was about $75,000. So, you know what? I'm surprised, to be honest with you, if she's suing him, I'm a little surprised that this maybe wasn't handled under the radar a little bit. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. And now that, you know, it's a civil suit and the word rape is involved, it's going to sprout legs, and there are going to be a lot of people looking into this, including the National Football League. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. Let's get out to the phones right now. We need to get a couple guys for Bench the Coach. Okay, Bench the Coach contestants. If you want to win a $40 gift card, give us a call right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's start off our phone calls this afternoon. Richard in Hillcrest, you're batting leadoff with Coach John Quintero. Richard, how are you today?
Hey, fine, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It seems like I'm talking about Antonio Brown all the time. It's one thing to the next.
It sure is, Coach. And here's the thing, in my opinion. You know, our current commissioner is nowhere near Pete Rozelle, who used to be as commissioner way back in the day. Whether you like the guy or not, he was definitely a commissioner for football. No doubt about that. And some of the things he did. This guy needs to be an enforcer, in my opinion. And I think the owners are condoning him not doing anything because no one's standing up and demanding action as an owner. How can the Patriots allow this guy even on the practice field right now? I don't understand that. Is winning that important that you're going to allow somebody on the field who's got all this going on to distract from the team, Coach? Is it really?
Richard, in professional sports, it just seems like, they're numb to it. And again... Yeah. You know, Belichick wouldn't have probably brought him in. If they knew this on Saturday, I'm sure they wouldn't have signed him because Belichick does not want to deal with stuff like this at all. And again, you know, you hear his soundbite, is he going to play this weekend? He goes, hey, it's day to day. And again, there may be more information come out after I get off the air today or tomorrow or when I'm not on the air. It's just, people are going to be working this story and going to be working this story really, really hard, I think.
Here's the other thing, Coach. I think the owners themselves, as a group, really need to take a hard look at what's really going on with their league and make some tough decisions as to what direction they want to go in as a league. This is bad for football, and it's bad for professional sports, in my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. Richard, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. That opens up a phone line at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Again, we want to get to our Bench the Coach here shortly. If you want to be a part of it, we're giving away a $40 gift card to the Broken Yoke. You got to love that, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. And, of course, one of the great things about this midday show, Rich Herrera has done a great job as our promotion man getting great gifts. And right now we're going to announce our biggest fan today, and that is Brian Ortiz. Brian Ortiz, you're our biggest fan. You have 10 minutes right now to give us a call back at 833-288-0973 to win a pair of tickets to see the Padres host the Los Angeles Dodgers on September 24th at 7:10, plus a pair of tickets to see the Aztecs host Utah State on Saturday night, September 21st, and be entered to win our grand prize, a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, including a trip to Legacy Stadium, the ultimate sports bar, a restaurant with stadium seating featuring elevated game time classics and gourmet options from Emeril Lagasse. Make sure to sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan to enter. Again, Brian Ortiz, you have 10 minutes to give us a call right now at 833-288-0973. If you missed the first hour of the program today, at 12:35, we had the great coach of Oklahoma on. one Bob Stoops. And, you know, even though I've been doing this a long time, I still get really fired up when we get a great guest. And let's face it, Bob Stoops is a legendary football coach. And not too often, especially for a guy that at the time was, you know, what, 57 years of age, I believe. I think he's 59 now, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of years younger than I am. You know, he walked away from Oklahoma. He walked away, and he had the cupboard was full. I mean, he had guys like Baker Mayfield. He had Kyler Murray in the program at that point in time. And, you know, he decided to walk away. He wanted to do other things. You know, one of the things we didn't get in today, and I would have liked to got into it with him, was really talking about his dad. Because I know his dad, who died of a heart attack at 54 years of age, that came into play because there's been heart issues in his family. And he walked away. And, you know, normally when you walk away, you're either, you know, basically shown the door, or you're pretty old and you've had a good run and you want to move on. You know, you got grandkids and great grandkids or whatever. And, you know, if you're in your, you know, late 60s, early 70s. But here's a guy that was still, I thought, in the prime of his coaching career. I mean, that record that I threw out is like amazing, 190-48, and a conference record of 121-29. A national championship. You know, I was surprised. The one thing I was surprised about, they had so many great teams. But that tells you how tough it is to win a national championship. He won one national championship with that unbelievable record, and that was in 2000 when they went 13-0. But, you know, 10 Big 12 championships. And, you know, we asked him because, you know, he came out, and Baker Mayfield was coming back for his final year. Here's what he had to say about the Cleveland Browns quarterback.
An absolute joy. He's a prince of a young man, a great character guy. Players in the locker room love him. You know, he's just a natural leader and an incredible competitor. And so, you know, you'd take 100 of him every day if you could get him.
And that was Coach Bob Stoops. Again, he has a new book out, The Autobiography, No Excuses. I love it. No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. This came out yesterday, co-authored by Gene Wojciechowski, who many years ago wrote here in Southern California. So you just go online to Amazon and type in No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. Again, we're going to get to a lot of phone calls, 2 o'clock hour. Reminder, coming up at 2:35, we're going to go up to Lake Elsinore. They play game 2 tonight of the California League Championship. The Storm won last night, taking down Visalia. We're going to have their longtime play-by-play announcer and a great guy, Sean McCall, going to join me at 2:35. But want to get to a lot of phone calls, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You know, we haven't talked about the Aztecs at all today, and we're going to do that at the start of the 2 o'clock hour. But I'd like to know how many Aztec fans out there that went to the Rose Bowl that got really excited about the win and got back to San Diego and called Southwest Airlines because they want a trip to go to Las Cruces this weekend to see the Aztecs take on New Mexico State. But right now, let's get to our Bench the Coach.
It's time to test your San Diego sports knowledge and see if you have what it takes to try and bench the coach on 97.3 The Fan.
Not today there, my friend.
All right. Hey, we have Dave in Spring Valley joining us today, Coach.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, thanks for being a loyal listener. Very much appreciated.
Tell him what he's playing for.
I can assure you, I'm on this radio all day long.
I appreciate that. You're playing for a $40 gift card to the Broken Yoke today, Dave.
So we've
Sounds
got
good,
a.
Guys.
So last night, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but Christian Yelich suffered an unfortunate injury as he fouled a pitch off of his knee, fracturing his kneecap. It's going to cause him to miss the rest of the season. Yelich is currently second in all of baseball in WAR among position players at 7.7, number 2 in all of baseball, gone. Name the top 5 MLB position players in WAR, excluding Christian Yelich, since I just named him. We'll go back and forth. Again, we're making it a little bit more difficult. Only the top 5 instead of the top 10. Back and forth. First to 3 wins. Dave, you're first.
WAR. Wow, I can't even...
Wins above replacement.
Imagine this.
We're talking about the best players in all
Mookie
of baseball.
Betts. How about Mookie Betts?
just missed out. He came in at number 7.
I think, you know, surprisingly, Dave, I think I may know a few of these. Wins again above replacement. We got to go back to sabermetrics a little bit. I would obviously go with Mike Trout.
Number 1 in baseball, 8.6. You're up,
wow,
Dave.
Number 1 in baseball.
Yeah, how about that? And he going to probably win another American League Most Valuable Player this year, too.
About Jock Peterson, maybe.
Not top 5. One of his teammates is, though.
One of his teammates is, yes, that is correct. I will go with, I'll go a different, I'll go Ronald Acuna. Really?
Not in the top 5, not in the top 6 since we're excluding Yelich.
Really?
I just gave you one of the answers, come on.
I know, but I didn't want to take the layup.
Okay, Dave, hold it.
Here's the layup, go for it.
I pay attention to tips, so I'm going to go with Cody Bellinger.
So I tried to be Mr. Nice Guy, and I'm going to end up getting beat on this today.
It's all right, Coach. It's a tie 1-1, but you've got kind of the home court advantage since you're going second here and you're ahead. So
yeah, home court advantage. Let's see. Top 5. Top 5. I'll tell you, you know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with a Boston Red Sox, but I'm going to go with Xander Bogaerts. Oh, where's he at?
I don't know if we're going to get these last three
Where's
names.
He at? Is Bogaerts on there?
I mean,
he's having an unbelievable year.
Five.
Huh?
Well, now that I understand the game a little bit better, I'm thinking that Houston Astros, Justin Verlander.
We're just doing position players, so I'll give you another guess.
Come on, Dave, you're starting to get cocky now, buddy.
But there is an Astro. there is an Astro. It's one of the right answers.
Let's see here. How about Ketel Marte?
Ketel Marte.
Wow.
Great guess.
Wow, I can't believe Acuna's not in.
You asked about Xander Bogaerts. He's 8th and Acuna's 14th.
Okay.
All right, Acuna's
Coach, still
one
of the best
up.
Players.
Dave
in
took the lead on you. Got 2 guesses left.
Let's see here. What all goes into by the way, what all goes into that?
I got to be honest, don't know how war is calculated.
Okay. Let's see how.
You're in
How
trouble,
about Fernando man. Tatis Jr.?
Dave, you got a chance to win it right here. I told you there's an Astro
well, you
on there.
Somebody from the Houston Astros, and the only one I could think of would probably be Alex Bregman.
Where's Springer on that list? Springer there?
Alex Bregman, 4th in all of baseball. Springer comes in at number 10.
Alex Bregman is 4th in all of baseball in war?
The other acceptable answer, he's number 6. But again, we're talking about excluding Yelich. So top 5, Anthony Rendon.
Well, hey, Dave, congratulations. You win that $40 gift card to the Broken Yoke. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Coach. Have a great afternoon.
All right, thank you.
That's a wrap. The coach has been benched. For now, a 97.3 The Fan.
And again, Dave wins that $40 gift card to the Broken Yoke Cafe, serving San Diegans fresh homemade breakfast and lunch favorites like Benedict's, omelets, burgers, salads, and more. The Broken Yoke Cafe with 15 countywide locations. You want to share any of those other war numbers with us today?
Yeah, I went through number 6 with Rendon, Mookie Betts 7, Xander Bogaerts 8. Marcus Semien of the Athletics 9, and George Springer 10. That rounds out the top 10.
Yeah, I was going to go with George Springer if it came back to me, but you know, he went Alex Bregman. We're going to get to the top of the hour. Unbelievable how quick this show goes. We got an hour to go. We're going to hear from Sean McCall from Lake Elsinore, their play-by-play guy at 2:35. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little Aztec football, a little gamesmanship between UCLA and San Diego State. Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.